You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. What if I told you words like bacon, steak, ribs, and even chicken might soon disappear from vegan products? Not because they're unhealthy, not because they're misleading, but because lawmakers are trying to control what plant-based foods can be called. And this just moved one step closer to becoming real. If you heard in episode 39, we talked about this as a proposal. Now here's the update. The European Union has provisionally agreed to restrict 31 meat-related terms from being used on plant-based and cultivated products. We're not talking about small words here. We're talking about beef, pork, chicken, steak, ribs, wings, bacon, tenderloin, ribeye, T-bone. These aren't just branding terms. That's the language people use to understand food. And while terms like burger and sausage may still be allowed for now, this is clearly a line being drawn. The official reasoning? They say this will enhance transparency and help consumers make informed decisions. But here's where everything starts to fall apart. A study of 20,000 people in the Netherlands found that 96% of consumers were not confused by plant-based meat labels. Let me say that again. 96%. Other studies in Australia and across Europe say this exact same thing. So if people aren't confused, then what is this really about? You see, I don't buy it that this is about confusion. This is 100% about control of language. And when you control language, you influence behavior. Think about it. If I say vegan bacon, plant-based steak, you instantly understand what that is. But if I say smoky plant-based strips, protein slices, what are those? Now you have friction. Now you have to think. And in food, friction kills adoption. So I'm going to break down why this matters more than people think. And this part is important, so dial in right now. Most people exploring plant-based eating are not experts. They're just curious. They're testing. They're trying to figure things out for themselves. What can I eat that feels familiar? Language is that bridge. Take that away and you make the transition harder. And when something feels harder, fewer people try it. So now here's the irony. This policy is being framed as helping farmers, but critics are saying this doesn't solve real farmer problems. It doesn't improve supply chains, it doesn't lower costs, it doesn't improve anyone's daily life. So the question becomes, is this really about protecting consumers or protecting industries? Now this isn't fully locked in yet, which is a good thing. It still needs final approval from EU governing bodies, which means there's still time for pushback. And people are already speaking up. Organizations are calling for impact assessments, advocates are pushing back, because once you start controlling language like this, it doesn't stop here. See, this is bigger than vegan food. This is about how innovation gets introduced into society. Every time something new disrupts an industry, there's resistance. And plant-based food is no different. But here's what I've learned building Vegans Explore. People don't change because they're forced. They change because something feels accessible, and language plays a huge role in that. So whether you're vegan or just curious, this matters, because the easier we make it for people to explore better options, the more people will actually try them. So I know earlier I gave out some of the banned words, but here's the full list I'm going to read for you right now. So we have beef, veal, pork, poultry, chicken, turkey, duck, goose, lamb, mutton, ovine, goat, drumstick, tenderloin, sirloin, flank, lion, steak, I'm sorry, not lion, loin, steak, ribs, shoulder, shank, chop, wing, breast, liver, thigh, brisket, ribeye, T-bone, rump, and bacon. I could have sworn they already said bacon. So those are the actual words. I'm reading this off of a Veg News article, by the way. And yeah, that's That's extremely interesting stuff that's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. And my concern, really, ultimately, at the end of the day, and I addressed this in the episode 39, is that other governing bodies might use this as a precedent to ban the words as well. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully there's some pushback. Hopefully there's a shift. But I'm going to continue to keep my eyes on this, and I'll continue to bring you updates. Hopefully we'll have some good updates. But keep your eyes peeled to what's going on. And we will see you in the next episode.